When it comes to affecting environmental change, starving big energy of capital is one method. But there are others, including good old-fashioned finger-pointing. As California enters its fourth year of a historic drought, the search is on for who is most to blame. For instance, viewed from the outside, the problem is California's very Californianess. Author Stephen Johnson, writing in Medium's Matter magazine, called it, quote, apocalyptic schadenfreude, the tone of some national media coverage that points to lush lawns and golf courses to suggest something shameful and drought-deserving.
The view from above is stunning, but in Palm Springs, residents consume three times more water than the state average.
But among Californians themselves, there is so much more nuance to the assessment of blame. Northern versus southern, agricultural versus residential, neighbor versus neighbor. In social media, the phenomenon is known as drought shaming, where anyone can be flamed for misusing or just using water. There's a hashtag, there are municipal hotlines, there are even, yes, apps for that. Molly Peterson of KPCC Southern California Public Radio describes one such drought-shaming app called VizSafe.
It's a crowdsourced tool that allows people to record and share a report from their phone and pass it on to other people.
This guy is watering the street.
It's so frustrating. Look at all this water they've wasted or are wasting.
Local media especially has well enjoyed taking pictures of sprinklers that spill onto pavement and outdoor landscape waterings, especially when it comes to, say, the City of Los Angeles Department of Recreation and Parks has taken some big hits in local television media about this. This just now democratizes that process and allows everybody to point out somebody else's wrong actions to everybody else.
Central Valley is America's fruit basket, if not bread basket. It's using 80% of the water for agriculture. Has the shaming extended to industrial agriculture as well, or is it just, you know, in the backyards of Palos Verdes?
It sure as heck has. I mean, talk to an almond farmer. Almonds are the poster child for a heavy water footprint in California right now. And the case of the almond is far more complex than you'd be led to believe if you read about almonds as this terrible water-sucking thing all of the time. But they're not the only water-hogging crop. There's other tree nuts. There's stone fruits. We grow rice in California. We grow alfalfa in California. It seems really kind of reductive. I feel a twinge of regret at all the reduction of California to just being a terrible almond-growing state when there's so much demand for these products in the rest of the world.
I read a Stephen Johnson piece in Medium that says, if every single Southern Californian uprooted and moved to Seattle, it would not have the same effect on the overall water usage as the Central Valley simply reducing its irrigation by 10%. Is a statewide 25% mandatory cutback on individuals really going to solve a problem that is rooted in the agriculture economy of Central California?
Well, it might solve a problem that's sort of created by the way we think about water in the West generally. When I was in law school, I studied a lot about water law in the West in California, and we read a lot of Wallace Stegner. And there's a quote I always remember. He said something like, the West cannot carry what it has lifted. It's going to make heroic efforts in the direction of grandiose engineering works. And in the end, the West will subside back to what was meant to be this oasis civilization with one great deficiency, water. And we're able to ignore that discussion most of the time in California for a variety of reasons. Some of them have to do with large cities and some of them have to do with agriculture. If people have to confront their relationship with water in a different way because fundamentally water's presence in our lives is changing as a result of climate in the long term or as a result of drought in the near term, I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing.
All right. So there's internecine shaming. But then there's also shaming from the outside. Very recently, the New York Times showed these overhead shots of the Southern California landscape dotted with swimming pools and extremely lush lawns hard by the kind of natural desert that otherwise would be there. inviting readers to say, tisk, 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 you people have always been profligate. You're taking away natural resources in order to create an unnaturally green environment. At long last, the chicken has come home to roost.
As a Californian, I'm not saying that you shouldn't ask questions about agriculture, but when an image like that simplifies an incredibly complex, biodiverse, ecologically diverse state into dirt and golf courses, and that's not at all what California is. We've got this incredibly complex array of large cities and small, big users and small, even within the same city. The oversimplification of the Western United States and the Southwestern United States by journalists from points east is not new to the drought. It's frustrating, I think, as a Californian, when we more correctly understand this as an issue of rich versus poor, of the ability of people like Oprah in Montecito, which is a very fancy enclave in Santa Barbara County, to truck in water at a cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars and ignore all these watering restrictions and just behave as very rich private citizens can. When there are people who are using less water a day than Boston, which is a very good water-conserving city, or New York.
I did notice that on your Twitter feed, you called out a Midwesterner using the hashtag drought shaming and came to the defense of your state. Tell me about it.
There was someone from the Midwest who kind of expressed what I had earlier expressed, which was shock that Southern California had actually used more water in February compared to the February before the drought in 2013. And I pointed out that some cities in Southern California, namely the one in which I live, had actually dropped water use during that time. I shoveled the blame further south towards San Diego. And I got a great response from the Midwesterner who pointed out that they build in a floodplain in Ohio. So everyone is not without something to be shamed for.
Has anyone from San Diego doxed you or keyed your car?
Not yet, but it's so far away and they have such great burritos and some great waves down there. I can't imagine they'd get in their car till at least the weekend.
Molly, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bob.
Molly Peterson covers the environment for KPCC, Southern California Public Radio.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.